She like leans in for a kiss.
To you.
To me. But I didn't want to be rude.
Sure.
So I accepted the kiss.
Uh-huh.
And was like, this is good. Yeah.
Because you talk while you kiss.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad.
Hello, and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. Now, Blair, we have a really special episode today.
We do, but tell the audience why it's special.
Okay, so for our listeners, you guys know we usually have kind of an incredible guest that comes on the podcast, but you guys, we actually have two of the most special guests of all time on today, and that is ourselves.
I can imagine, like, the people listening right now are just, like, losing their shit. They're, like, in their car, they didn't read the description of the episode, and they're like, yes!
They're oh my God, what we've all been waiting for. We did an episode like this a couple months ago and we really loved it. So we're doing another one today where both Blair and I are going to be sharing some morally questionable stories from our lives and judging each other.
Because even though we're perfect on the outside to you guys, we have a past, and that's how we all learn, and that's how we grow, and that's how we became such great judges, is by delving into that world, but realizing that we're better than that.
Exactly. Now, Blair, I feel like I haven't seen you in a minute. I have been doing my classic world tour of the East Coast, which is really just coming to the East Coast for a few weeks and going bopping all around. I am now streaming live from my parents' studio, which is just ultimately a room. Not even a studio. It's just a guest room.
Way to sell it, though. I love the just the, you know, straight to the point.
Yeah, and it's been really hot in Maryland.
Can I ask, is this the house you grew up in as a child?
Yes, I've only lived one place. Can you even believe that?
Well, why didn't you want to do it from your bedroom? We want to get to know you on a personal level.
Well, I actually was thinking of you, and my bedroom is very dark.
Well, what I want to know is, how is it decorated?
Okay, so I painted my bedroom as a kid bright blue. Like, I can't emphasize it enough. It's like a light blue, but so bright. It looks like clown meets like what my friend just described as, she said it's kind of giving Florida Airbnb vibes. It is like, I come home and I'm like, I'm in a circus. I have got to paint this room. But now I'm like, well, it's been here for so long, it's kind of nostalgic that I live in clown room, you know?
How often are you in your bedroom that you grew up in?
Like, how many, like, when I'm here?
Well, I'm just
like
saying,
when I'm here, or like per year?
Just like per year, because does it warrant you having to go through the process of painting it?
Right. Well, let's be honest. Would I be the one that paints it?
Oh, so you would be like, Mom, Dad, I want you to paint this room pink and
yeah,
do it before I get here.
That's what I've been asking. I'm not going to go pink, but we'll see. Well, kind of, I don't want to like spoil kind of what's to come on today's podcast. Which Blair doesn't actually even know what's to come on today's podcast, but this podcast is going to be a little bit about love.
And that's a new territory that we rarely delve into.
Yeah,
so
we
it's,
never
it's going to be exciting.
We never talk about that. But Blair, I don't want to blow up your spot, just kind of celebrated kind of special little monument when it comes to love. A monument?
I mean, I think it is. What's the long version of that? Monumentous?
Monumentous?
I got half of it right.
I'm in DC, so you're thinking monumentous.
Yes, I celebrated a year anniversary with my boyfriend. And
now,
fun fact,
I hate to be like this. I was kind of clocking the day, and I said, I feel like you guys are clocking in a couple days early. Am I incorrect?
So as of this recording, it was July 14th. It was the day before our show last year.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember, but when Jimmy came to the show, we were already giving strong couple vibes.
Oh,
24
do I
hours
remember?
In.
I think I'm recalling, yeah.
Yeah. But I will say this is huge because this is truly, at 41 years old, the longest relationship I have ever been in.
Amazing. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. So yeah, I thought about celebrating, which actually I need your help on this because
okay.
Not only did I celebrate with Jimmy, but I also want to do a self-celebration, meaning I want to buy myself something nice.
Yes.
And I've been toying with the idea of buying... I keep seeing it On all the apps, Instagram, like all of them. And I'm just like, is this a sign from the heavens that I need to purchase this? So you, as the level-headed one in this scenario, need to walk me through this idea of buying a Ninja Creamy.
Okay. So the Ninja Creamy has been taking off in a way that is explosive, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, I've actually really been hit. I've also been targeted. And I actually feel like we don't usually get targeted the same things. This is a big, this is a momentous thing for the two of us.
Especially right now, because our phones are listening.
Now, here's the thing. I watched a video about this. So basically, for listeners, the Ninja Creamy is like a device that like basically you put stuff in and it kind of like almost turns it like ice cream.
Not almost. It does. You it can does. Put anything in there and make it ice cream or
and
a smoothie.
Yeah, like cool it off. So I've been honestly doing kind of my own Ninja Creamy in the home, but with a different device that I actually think I recommend more because it's probably less expensive and it works really well. And here's the thing. I famously saw this video about the Ninja Creamy and it caught on fire.
How often?
Well, once it catches on fire, I think that's kind of it. You can't like use it again.
Well, yeah, sure. But like how many cases have been reported?
It's like churning so hard and it can't churn. Like it doesn't have the strength to churn so hard. And so it's constantly catching on fire.
Now, let me just run this by you because I'm going to mention, first of all, I'm going to mention a website you don't love. Amazon. And it was Prime Day. And so it was on sale. So
you already bought it?
No, I didn't buy it. I'm still contemplating it, even though Prime Day is over.
I think.
But also, too, I saw some that you could buy refurbished. So that means like.
Well, they probably because they already caught on fire.
No, if I feel like if it had already caught on fire, you would see like the scorch marks on it. It was pristine. I need case studies on the fire.
I guess how much is one? I have no clue.
I was only clocking the Amazon Prime Day price and it was $148.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of expensive.
Well, it's usually like over $200. So if anything, this is a steal.
Okay, well, go for it. I will say that I have a mini food processor.
Okay.
And you can just throw all your stuff in there and it has never caught on fire. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's what I look for in an appliance.
I know. Can you imagine you in that small apartment? It's kind of like that's hell on earth for that to catch on fire because one, your apartment's actually already on fire, you know, just heat wise.
As we speak.
Anyways, obviously, the two of us, I would say, like, are very fun and flirty personalities. We love to kind of deem ourselves that. I was coming home. I'm trying to kind of like do this thing where I like put myself out there. I was on my flight back home to the East Coast, and this guy sits down with middle seat open. He's a little cute, but like, I don't know. I like put a book down on the middle seat. He's like reading the back cover. I just feel like anything I do, he's kind of like clocking me in a way that I'm like, he's trying to talk to me.
But were you having fun with that? Like, oh my God, he's obsessed with me, or oh my God, he's obsessed with me.
Here's actually the thing. I had bought a whole bag of Cheez-Its and I would have eaten more if he wasn't there. I was like, the guest can only eat 5 Cheez-Its. I'm a lady after all, you know, but whatever. Okay.
Or you could have done the trick where you put a bunch in your hand and pretend like you're coughing and then just scarf them all in.
That's such a classic trick. I forgot about that trick, Blair.
And then he'll be like, what a demure lady.
Yeah, what a demure lady. Okay, so then the flight lands. I go, Sterling, because this is my new thing. I go, Sterling, you have to say something. Like, you just have to say anything. We again have like not talked at all this whole flight, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's like the classic time where you're waiting, everyone's standing up to exit. I said something like, oh my God, it was so nice that we didn't have anyone in the middle seat. Like, I can't even believe it. He then goes, I know, it was supposed to be my wife.
Can I ask this?
No wedding ring. Are you going to say that?
Since you mentioned the wedding ring, did you not see the wedding ring?
No, I was saying he didn't have one on. And that is illegal.
Oh.
I could have called... Could have called the flight attendant and said, I'd like to report a
crime. Well, since you're
already
best friends with him, you should have just been like, where's your wedding ring, Mr. Married Man?
Now, here's the thing. I had seen him with a girl in the airport, but then I was like, maybe I got confused. But I think it was his wife and she got on a different flight. But what are the chances?
Or
he's lying.
He's a playboy.
He's a playboy. We have an amazing game that we are going to be playing today that is our favorite segment, our only segment, some might say, which is Heaven or Hell. Blair, you're going to be kind of on the hot seat today. I'll obviously be jumping in as well. But I was thinking about, obviously, your big moment of love, my kind of little moments of flops, I would say, that have been happening. So today's kind of edition of Heaven or Hell, I'm going to be presenting different dating scenarios for you.
Okay.
Now, the little twist is that all these scenarios happened to me. Number one, you're on a first date at a wine bar. After a few moments of awkward silence, your date turns to you and asks, what would you say is your main personality trait?
No, I think that's, honestly, I would say heaven, because I feel like that's a question I would ask.
What? You would ask that? What's your main personality trait?
Or what do you think your main personality trait is?
But don't you just think that's not even a real thing? Like, what do you mean a main? Who's like, I feel like that's giving, like, I'm a TV show. Like, I'm the funny one and I'm the smart one. Like, no one has one personality trait, you know?
I do. I'm the funny one.
Would you say your main personality trait is funny?
It depends, because you know how you adapt your personality to any person you're with?
Yeah.
It could be neurotic, it could be sardonic, it could be quiet.
Well, that's a,
so it's
that's
honestly
a lot of personality traits, it seems like.
I'm crazy, is what I'm trying to say.
You would say you're crazy.
Well, so I would have to say crazy.
You would say crazy.
I'm like, I'm a spectrum. I'm a spectrum of crazy.
You would say I'm a spectrum of crazy, again, to someone on a first date that you're hoping will fall in love with you.
If they ask me a question like that, which I don't think is that bad, but if they're going to ask somewhat of a crazy question, then I'm going to give them a crazy answer because may as well get that crazy out right away to see if there's, you know, sustainability.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Now, in this scenario, what I did is I asked the question right back because I was like, I don't know how to answer this. He turns to me and says, my main personality trait is psychopath. I was alone in a park with this man. I got out of there.
Then I would have gotten out of there.
So you're saying that is a heaven scenario for you. You're loving that question. And that's actually a question you would ask on a date. And now this-
Honestly, yeah, any date I'm on, I get super invasive with my own questioning. So.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, next one. You come back to a date's house and you see that there is a dog bowl with dog kibble in it. You ask, oh, do you have a dog? The date shrugs and says, oh, my roommate used to, but it passed away 3 years ago.
I understand people more.
Sure.
But I feel like that's just crazy. Well, how was the rest of that? Was the rest of the house clean?
I honestly want to also say this. When I came inside, he said, you should just keep your shoes on. It's kind of dirty.
Then no. Okay, then that's hell.
Your date takes out their phone midway through to show you their REM sleep tracking app and shows you how much they are tossing and turning every night.
See, I don't want to be too judgy because I feel like this is something I would do because I would be like, this is so fascinating.
We reveal throughout this game is actually everything a Blair's ever done while dating.
If the date is going well and then he's like showing me this, I would have been like, oh my God, this is it. I'm bonding. This is my new relationship. So of course I want to know how he sleeps because if he's going to toss and turn, I need to know if I need to get a second bed.
Oh, you would get a second bed if he was tossing and turning so much?
Yeah. If he's
where would
super
you put
tossing
that bed
and
in
turning,
your apartment?
Well, I would move.
Oh, you would know? Move?
Well, or he would. You know, it's about where the heart takes you.
So
right?
True. So true.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a heaven.
That's a heaven.
I want to know what I'm getting
that's
into.
That's a heaven. Okay, cool. Yeah, this one was kind of random. It was so long ago now, I can't really remember, but I think it was more that, like, it kind of came up randomly, and it wasn't like I was like, oh, I'd love to see, you know, I don't know. It was like, maybe like one of us was like, I'm a little tired. And he's like, oh, can I show you my sleep cycle app? Like, it was so kind of like out of context kind of. It was like, I guess.
Well, so I'm so fascinated by that stuff that I would have been like, yeah, because I'd love to know what
you'd
my sleep
like,
cycle
oh,
is.
You'd be like, oh, I'd actually been in the market. I was actually just targeted with an ad. I was thinking about spending $60.
And especially recently, because my sleep has been terrible. Like last night, I woke up every 2 hours. And every time I'd wake up, I was like, oh, it's 8 a.m. And then it was like, no, midnight.
But did you think the sleep cycle app is just going to tell you like, yeah, you woke up a lot and like, you know that.
Yeah, but it might give me the terminology to where I can go to my doctor and be like, listen, my watch said I am this type of a sleeper. We need to work together. Like, I would have the terminology instead of sounding
okay,
crazy.
Okay, but then your doctor's going to say this. And could you just kind of walk me through, like, what your bedroom is like and, like, how your apartment is when you're trying to go to sleep?
But it could also be that maybe I'm not breathing correctly or something. You know, we don't know how we are when we sleep unless a watch tells us.
Then, classic. Amazon Prime Day has gotten to you. Okay. Next one. After a glass of wine, your date tells you that they are in therapy and then begins to describe everything they are working through and how they're doing it in therapy. I'm talking details and methods. First date.
No, that's a hell. I draw a line and it's there.
You wouldn't do that.
I think it's okay to reveal stuff about yourself, but not the full shebang.
Yeah.
Like, give them hints.
Yeah.
Don't just be like, hey, so I cry, I'm impotent, I have issues with my father. You know, like, I don't... No, reel me in
yeah.
and then trick me,
yeah.
you know?
he said something like he was doing this method. I won't reveal the things he was working through. He said he's doing this method where he like, it, him and his therapist are grabbing each other and he just then like screams.
Okay. Yeah, that's a definite no.
On a third date, your date says, "You're really funny. Have you ever performed on stage before?"
That would be a hell because knowing me, I would have brought up that I perform within the first 30 minutes of our date. So if they didn't hear that,
yeah,
then they don't listen to me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, we're done here. Yeah. So that's a hell.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. One, I was like, well, you've actually not asked me that. You haven't even asked me kind of a single question, I think.
Oh, and he didn't even ask you? Oh. See, that's why, well, that's I volunteer
information. I was like, wait, I know all your coworkers' names. You don't even know that I've ever performed.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay. You find out that your date works for a defense contractor. When you ask them about it, they say, it's not great, but somebody has to do it.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. So they're kind of building weapons that kill other people.
Oh, is that what that means?
What did you think that meant?
I don't know.
I literally, that's what I was going to be like, do I need to define that for you?
I immediately went to paperwork.
It was just very much like the thing that's like, I know it's like not good, but like somebody's going to do it. And so if someone's going to do it, like I can just be that person. But to me, I was like, I'd love if I get to choose that I get to be with anybody, I will not choose you. I hate that mentality of like, if somebody has to do it, okay, because you can fill in so many blanks.
I mean, be a barista. You can at least be social with people and get a coffee discount, you know?
Exactly. Okay, well, that was the game. You did amazing.
Thank you. I felt very competent.
You felt very competent? Well, now that you've hit your 1 year, you said, I know no love.
Yeah, I get it.
We've now come to the portion of the podcast where Blair and I are both going to be sharing stories from our past when we weren't as excellent as we are now with our behavior.
We hadn't grown to the people we are now.
Yes. Now, Blair, do you want to kick us off?
I'll get it over with.
Okay, perfect.
So I was really trying to go back in the archives. And, you know, since I've been in therapy and a year-long relationship, I'm just, some of that stuff I've just let go. And it was hard for me to recall a time when I was bad.
Yeah.
But then, thanks to therapy today, I was like, therapist, help me. Help me.
You asked your therapist?
Well, it was a slow day, you know. So we were shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, remember that time? And I was like, beautiful. Thank you. So this happened PG, pre-gay.
Well, you were straight.
I was straight with highlights. Wearing, remember that look where it was like the puka shell necklace, but you would kind of wear it like a choker with like an open shirt and a like a tank top.
Yeah. And pre-gay, what age are we rocking before? We're before 30, but are we like mid-20s, teens?
It's before 30. So this happened. It happened New Year's Eve. I want to say either 2006 or 2007.
Oh, so 2007. I've never seen someone say it like that.
I say stuff very differently.
I love that.
So early to mid-20s.
Okay.
So this is when I was working at a top 40 radio station.
Yes.
And a friend of mine who had worked there with me as well, I met her at the radio station. We became fast friends. She was very funny. She kind of reminds me of Sherry O'Terry from SNL. Has that kind of personality. Okay. And so we hit it off. So anyways, this particular New Year's Eve, she was like, yeah, I'm going to this house party. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, yes, because as someone who is still mentally in high school, I'm still trying to feel like I belong, that I'm popular and people love me. So I'm always seeking approval and wanting to be at the biggest party. So I was like, yes, I'll come. And I'll look super cool.
And we're in Roanoke, Virginia.
And this was Roanoke, Virginia.
And you said, this is the biggest party.
Yeah, this is going to be where it's happening. So we go to this party, and I knew a couple of people. And of course, we had like all the best alcohol. You know, we had Mike's Hard. We had, I don't know if you remember, the Sparks. It was an energy/alcoholic drink. The can looked like a battery.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff. And then, of course, beers. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm a heavy drinker, so I was having the Sparks and the Mike's Hard.
I think Mike's Hard doesn't have that much alcohol, right? Or does it?
It says hard in the title. I think I know what a heavy drink is.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyways, there was two friends there that were close friends with my friend Taryn. And one of them, I can't remember her name. So for the sake of the story, we're going to call her Tiffany. That's a fun name. So anyways, we're at this party and the night is progressing and we're getting close to New Year's. And so I remember sitting on the ground in front of a couch, and the girl, Tiffany, was laying on the couch. And we were just talking. I don't know what the hell I was talking about, but she like...
so scared.
She like leans in for a kiss.
To you.
To me. And like as it was coming, I'm like... I wasn't into her, but I didn't want to be rude.
Sure.
So I accepted the kiss.
Uh-huh.
And was like, this is good. Yeah.
Because you talk while you kiss.
Well, like afterwards, I had to say something to fill in the silence. So I was like, yum.
Yum. Yeah, that's good.
And then, so then she was like, and it was one of those things where I hadn't had much experience dating, especially women. So as soon as you kiss someone, I'm like, oh God, we're in a relationship. Like, that's where my mind was going. And she was like hanging all over me all night. And I was just like, yeah. Like, immediately I was like uncomfortable in my body because I was like, I do not know how to operate. Then, like, she like kissed me a couple other times. I'm like, this is so great. And then, so I was taking Taryn and her two friends home, including Tiffany. And like, they were getting ready to get out of the house because they were spending the night with Taryn. And she kissed me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, I'm jackpot tonight. And she just like stared at me like she was waiting for me to say it. And I said, okay, great. I'll call you. And I never called her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, what happened with Taryn? Did she know about the kiss?
She did. I mean, she was like, I'm sure she saw it, but she never really said anything. Because, again, I was like in the closet. I'm sure. Now, I'm not dumb. I knew people knew I was gay as hell. But I was like very much like, no, I love women. Give me some.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she saw, didn't really think anything about it because I wasn't like really making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
So she probably was like, oh, he's having a great time. Yeah, we may have talked about it. I don't remember if we did.
Okay, so she wasn't like, when are you calling my friend Tiffany?
No, she never pressed me on the issue. Thank God.
Now, did you even have her phone number to call?
When I used to work at the radio station, I had to work Saturday nights running Open House Party, which was a syndicated radio show that came off the satellite. And I had to run the local commercials. And so I just had to sit there for 6 hours and twice an hour had to hit the button to start the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like, and this was probably bad behavior, but I would just invite friends to come hang out with me at work because it was a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So Taryn brought her and this girl, Tiffany. And so we were hanging out in the studio. So that was like the first time I met her. And I think she had given me her number because she was like, yeah, we're going to go out for drinks. So when you get done here, just shoot me a text. And I was like, okay, you know, not really thinking anything.
I think this is a classic scenario. We have to remember a few key details of this story. One.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. I say this, New Year's Eve is a pretty free pass of a night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could easily, if she's pissed, you can say, look, I woke up New Year's Day, new year, new me. I'm gay.
I was caught up by the ball drop.
Yeah, I saw that ball drop and I said, wait a minute, why am I turned on? I don't know. I think if it had been like an actual date or like, I don't know. I think it's obviously not amazing behavior. Sure, should you have been like so upfront, but like, you didn't even quite know yourself, and also you weren't even interested in this girl, even as a straight man at the time. Just kidding.
I was not.
But
actually, the more she kissed me, the more I was turned off. I was like, can you stop
also,
it?
I'm like, I really feel like if someone's not into kissing you, you can tell. Unless they like I can imagine as a girl who has kind of kissed you a little. I actually can't remember if we've kissed. Like,
yeah, we kissed on stage.
Like we kissed on stage. And I'm imagining it's like that. Which, like, again, we are both tight-lipped. Nothing's happening. It's just skin moving against skin.
It's just mouth on mouth. Dry mouth.
It's dry mouth on mouth. No movement because we're professionals. But it wasn't giving, like, boy, he wants to keep doing this with me.
Right. But maybe in the heat of the moment, I don't know. I wasn't kissing myself. Maybe I was giving really good lip.
Well, you were also making a lot of noises. So.
And I was dressed really cool.
And you were dressed in your
puka shell.
I had
that puka shell necklace on.
A puka shell could really... Yeah, that's confusing. But
I was giving Abercrombie model in Roanoke.
And I bet she's going to say, I don't see this every day. I got to lock it down. I think that I am going to go with good behavior, Blair. Because I think it would have been bad if you had kept pursuing her and let her on. You said, I'm going to let you go. We are not for each other. And if she had been really like, he is the one, I'm sure she would have called you. Okay, so Blair, you've officially been deemed good behavior.
Oh, I'm so glad I can get this off my shoulders.
Okay, now here's the thing. I haven't read this over, but I hope there's spelling mistakes.
Wow. Good behavior. This really makes me want to change everything in my life to be an even better person. So from this day forward, I'm saying goodbye to my two main loves, Taco Bell and Dr. Pepper. I'm turning off the AC for good. Obviously for the environment. And last but not least, I'm elevating my style, so no more sweatshorts or flip-flops. I'm keeping my dogs in the summer.
Wow! You are a changed man.
I'm okay with giving up Dr. Pepper, because I drink Diet Dr. Pepper, so loophole.
Whoa. You got me. This is a story. We're going back in time to my high school self. A classic time where I was doing terrible things, delinquent.
Like blow.
No drugs.
Good. That was a test.
Good. Okay. So I'm in high school. It is the summer before my freshman year of college. And that is really a time when I was running around. I said, I am partying from dusk till dawn, dawn till dusk. I don't know, kind of both.
Either way, it sounds exhausting.
And I'm kissing every single boy I've ever had a crush on in high school, which was amazing. I really checked basically every boy that I've ever liked off my list. I was killing it.
Actually, that's great.
I was killing it that summer. And that's really the way you want to go to college. In case I'm sure our big demo is high school listeners. We recommend.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, so that's this summer. Now, my friends and I, we all live in a small town and we live like pretty close to each other. And my friend's parents and like her whole family went out of town, okay? Uh-huh. And had asked me to like water their plants and stuff like that while they were gone, like bring in the mail, okay?
Okay.
So I had, and they had like a Heidi key, okay? So that's what I was using.
Did they have it like in a rock?
They had it in like a fake thermometer.
Wait, should we bleep this in case they're listening and someone wants to break in?
They actually sold the house, so devastated. Okay, they don't live here anymore. Okay, so I was always texting my little guys, okay? And
the guys you're kissing?
Yeah, I was texting the guys I'm kissing. And there was one I really hadn't kissed. Actually, I hadn't kissed, okay? And I'd had a crush on him for so long, like truly all of high school. And they were like, oh, like, what are you doing tonight? Like, him and his couple friends, like, what are you guys up to tonight? And I was like, oh, like, I don't know. You know, we might go, like, hang on my friend's porch. I think I was just like, where can I hang out with these boys that there's not parents around? Because there are parents in my house.
Unsupervised.
Unsupervised.
Yeah.
So I did invite, I'll say 4 to 5 boys and a couple of my girlfriends.
Okay.
Over to my friend's parents' house. I used the hide key. Brought them in. Again, did not tell my friend or her parents. They came in. We all drank. Obviously, we're underage. Hung out. They were like probably only like,
what was the spread? Like, what kind of alcohol?
Oh, I'm sure we're drinking straight out of handles of vodka. It's not kind of classy ever. Anyways, I do get to kiss this boy that I had my eye on for a really long time. And so that was kind of a real highlight. Okay. Just want to let everyone know that did happen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There were kind of boys and girls in my friend's house. Okay. Mm-hmm. At one point, I think somebody did fall asleep on her couch and we had obviously written Sharpie all over his face. We are in high school. And he had fallen asleep.
Classic, yeah.
And gotten kind of the Sharpie from his head onto the couch cushion, which we then turned over.
Smart. They'll never turn that back around.
Okay. So that was kind of the worst of it. We all left. Like, truly, if no one had said a thing, my friend would have never found out.
So someone said something to the friend.
I'm sure, knowing me, it was me. Because I have a huge mouth. I'm sure I was like this. I made out with Beep last night. She's going to be like, where? I'll be like, your house. She'll be like, wait, what? I fall so quick, you know? It took us a while to really, like, fess up, I think. But again, there was, I want to say, like 6 or 7 people. We really didn't do anything. We didn't touch any of their stuff. I think maybe we did fall asleep on the couch. That was bad. But everyone left like by midnight. I did get my kiss. And yeah. But I did ultimately throw kind of a teeny little party at my friend's house while she was gone. And yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Who was it? Who was it again that asked you to check on the house? Was it the parents?
Yeah.
Now, did your friend say anything before this? Like, hey, you know what? You're my friend. You can do anything you want to in this house because I don't pay bills.
Right. So we'd gone to a few other parties that summer and I had checked with her. I was like, hey, could we like stay over at your house? And she's like, yeah, totally. You guys can like sleep in my room or whatever. So we had already kind of like slept over in the house a couple times. Like it was pretty, I felt like it was kind of like, oh, she's already letting us kind of like sleep over a couple times. Like, it's chill if we're like, we were mostly outside on the porch and maybe we like came in for like a little bit into the house, but we were mostly sitting outside.
Do you think your friend had shared this knowledge of the party that was inevitably going to happen with her parents?
I don't think so. And I would say this, her parents are one of the best sets of parents ever. And I think they would have said, at the time, bad. Now, go off, girl. You know, I think they would have been like, yeah, you're young.
Are these people still in your life?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, not the guy I kissed.
Yeah. What happened with that?
I would say we continued a flirtatious relationship for a while. And we had our last kiss in 2019. But we have a fine relationship. Totally fine. But we don't really talk. I don't know him anymore.
Well, on the one hand, it is nice because, you know, I've seen high school movies. When you're so in love with someone and you're willing to go through any obstacle to...
I wasn't in love.
When you kiss someone, that means you're in love with them.
I was in love a lot that summer, though.
Love means kissing someone you are infatuated with.
Yeah.
You were almost proving to him that, like, hey, I love you so much that I am willing to risk my relationship with my friend and her parents
to get you on this couch. I didn't think it was a risk. Like, I never was like, oh, I think I'm like completely jeopardizing this friendship and like this is worth it. If I had any inkling, she'd be like so upset. Ultimately, like when she found out, she was like, that's not good, dude. And I was like, sorry, but I think we're good. Like she didn't like hold it against me. I mean, she might be listening. You could tell me, baby.
Sterling, I don't know. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt because love is love. And even though we're no longer in gay month, we should still be practicing love year round. And that's what you were doing. But then again, her parents entrusted you.
Yeah, I know.
With the secret knowledge of where their key is. And you kind of even knew it was bad.
Yeah.
Because if you were so close with him, you would ask the parents. Because you said they were cool.
Yeah, well, I don't think they were so cool that I'm like, hey, can I have 5 guys come over to your house while you're gone? I don't know if they had been like that.
But this was a pivotal moment for you. This was a moment of growth. And this would have also been very good for you to be like, hey, listen, take responsibility. I can't make out with him here because this isn't my house. But I will find a place to make out with him, like a parking lot or a field. But you didn't do that. You took the easy way. Taking someone's home and kissing them.
Under their roofs. Uh-huh.
So because of that, I am going to have to say that is bad behavior.
Okay, I understand. It's not good.
This is a good moment for you because you do recognize it. And also, too, if your friend is listening,
yeah,
I want you to say this apology as if you're saying it to her and her family at the dinner table.
What can I say? I messed up, but I promise to grow from this with the help of my idol, Katy Perry. She is the epitome of ideal decision-making, modern feminism, and of course, satire. It's a woman's world, and I am lucky to be living in it. Wow.
That is beautiful. How do you feel?
I feel relieved because she is my idol, and that is an amazing song. And she,
I saw you singing it before we were recording.
She is amazing at satire. Girls can be funny. Okay.
Yeah. Finally, someone said it. Sidebar, did you know that her song, when it debuted on Spotify, it has already dropped out of the charts?
I wanted to say this. Good. She needs to learn a lesson on who to work with. And her music is bad. But I love you, girl. Bring back Teenage Dream, but not with those producers. So you guys, as we always say, thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, tell your friends, send it around. Any final thoughts, Blair?
And remember, if you're not good, then you're bad. We still don't have a slogan yet, but, you know.
And send us ideas for a slogan.
Yeah, a closing slogan.
All right, see you guys next week. And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?